Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, March 11th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. Leading off today, Apple's newest round of hardware products is now available for pre-order. First and foremost, this includes the new third-generation iPhone SE. The new iPhone SE 3 packs Apple's latest internals inside a familiar design that's based on the iPhone 8. The device offers an A15 Bionic processor, 5G connectivity, more durable front and back designs, and an upgraded camera system. This familiar design includes a physical home button that features integrated Touch ID and a 4.7-inch display. This is the only iPhone that Apple sells in its lineup today with support for Touch ID. The iPhone SE 3 isn't the most exciting new iPhone to be announced by Apple, but it is expected to be a popular one. Apple says that the device is a popular choice among new iPhone users who are switching to the platform from Android or even buying their first smartphone, and it's a popular choice among people who prefer the physical home button design. The new iPhone SE 3 is available in Product Red, Starlight, and Midnight. Pricing starts at $429 for the 64GB configuration. This is a $30 price increase compared to the second-generation iPhone SE, an increase that is almost certainly attributable to the new 5G modem inside. The first iPhone SE 3 orders are slated to arrive as soon as next Friday, March 18th. In addition to that new iPhone SE 3, the new iPhone 13 and 13 Pro colors are now available to pre-order. For the iPhone 13, this is a new green color option. And for the iPhone 13 Pro, you get Alpine Green. And last but not least, the new iPad Air 5th generation is also now available for pre-order. The iPad Air 5 offers Apple's M1 processor on the inside with support for 5G connectivity. It's available in 5 different colors, including space gray, pink, purple, starlight, and blue. And it has the same design as the iPad Air 4 with a 10.9-inch display with smaller bezels around the sides. Other upgrades here include a new 12.5-megapixel ultra-wide front-facing camera with support for center stage, faster USB-C connectivity, and the same $600 starting price for 64GB of storage. The first iPad Air 5 orders are slated to arrive next Friday, March 18th. In other news today, 9 to 5 Mac has learned more exclusive details from sources regarding a new MacBook Air and MacBook Pro in the lineup, with an M2 chip coming later this year. Rumors about the next-generation MacBook Air have been around for a while, with multiple reports indicating that it will feature an all-new design inspired by the 24-inch iMac. While analyst Ming-Chi Kuo believes that the new MacBook Air will have an updated M1 chip, our sources have told us indeed that the machine is being developed with a new M2 chip on the inside. The M2 processor is based on the A15 chip and has a more powerful 10-core GPU alongside the same 8-core CPU being used in the M1. It's important to keep in mind that the M2 chip comes to replace the entry-level M1, not the high-end M1 Pro, M1 Max, and M1 Ultra versions. Those higher-end versions of the M1 will continue to outperform the entry-level M2. Additionally, rumors suggest that Apple will keep the entry-level 13-inch MacBook Pro around for longer. Our sources say that this machine will also get a new model with the M2 processor. This updated version of the 13-inch MacBook Pro will be based on the same design as the current generation. Interestingly, Apple has been internally considering dropping the Pro name from this machine, meaning that it could be just called the MacBook. This would rebrand it as an entry-level MacBook, which makes sense because some reports have said the redesigned MacBook Air will be slightly more expensive. It's unclear if Apple will move forward with this name change, but it is a change that would make quite a bit of sense to help clean up and clarify the state of the MacBook lineup. We are sponsored this week by HabitMinder. It's never too late to set new habits that can help change your life, and HabitMinder is the perfect tool to help you do that. HabitMinder is a healthy habit reminder and tracker application for iPhone and Apple Watch, designed to help you reach your daily goals and form good habits. The app makes it easy to set and track new habits and customize each habit with all of your particular goals and desires. It also supports Apple Watch, so you can quickly log your habits via the Apple Watch application and track your progress. You can view statistics to see how you perform in each area, see your completion rates, streaks, and other information. And each habit is fully customizable, so you can set your goal, the type of habit, a special icon, reminders, and more. There are more than 50 predefined habit ideas in the HabitMinder application, but of course, you can also create your own. Change your habits, change your life. HabitMinder is available on the App Store as a free download for the iPhone, iPad, and Mac. My thanks to HabitMinder from Fun Media for sponsoring 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has all of the details on the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
Heading into the weekend, all of today's best Apple deals are now for the taking and headlined as Walmart is celebrating the iPad Air 5 launch day by offering the very first price cut on the new release. Currently, you can score the new 10.9-inch iPad Air 5th generation for $559, down from the usual $599 price tag. This is delivering a new all-time low of all five styles ahead of orders beginning to ship for the March 18th launch day. 256GB models are also included in the sale, dropping down to $689 from the usual $749 going rate. Apple's new iPad Air 5 arrives in the same 10.9-inch form factor as we last saw, with some notable internal improvements to justify the refresh. Now powered by Apple Silicon for the first time, there's an M1 chip with Neural Engine at the center of the experience. Its 12-megapixel ultra-wide front camera comes backed by center stage support, and the 10.9-inch display rocks True Tone, P3 wide color support, and an anti-reflective coating. Staples from the device from last time around, like Touch ID and the power button and Apple Pencil integration, are also on board as well. Amazon is also getting in on the savings by offering the latest 13-inch M1 MacBook Air starting at $929. Dropping from the usual $999 price tag, today's offer amounts to only the second discount of the year, the lowest price since back at the beginning of January, and $70 in savings. You can also save $100 on the higher capacity 512GB model as well. Lately, all of the M1 Mac deals have been focused on the more premium side of Apple's stable, with this MacBook Air offer finally delivering a chance to save on its entry-level M1 experience. Centered around a 13-inch Retina display with Apple Silicon under the hood, there's also a pair of Thunderbolt ports supplemented by Wi-Fi 6, as well as 256GB or more of storage. Last up, Amazon also offers the NanoLeaf Shapes Mini Triangles Smarter Kit for $80. Down from its usual $120 price tag, this is delivering the best price in over 8 months at within $3 of the all-time low. Not only are you looking at $40 in savings, but also the first notable price cut of the year at $20 below our previous holiday mention. Much like the larger Shapes lights, NanoLeaf's mini triangles integrate with the whole brand's lineup of on-wall accessories and deliver all of the same modular functionality. You're getting five of the total lighting panels in the set, alongside the controller and power supply that will allow it to integrate with Siri, Alexa, and Assistant. You'll find all of today's other best deals then over at 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, it is very helpful to us if you leave us a 5-star rating and a review. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.